Mariner Books and Harper Audio present All Signs Point to Paris, a memoir of love, loss, and destiny by Natasha Sislow. This is the author. For my sister, Tara, for my mother, Edna, and for my father, the great Bob Sislow, the wind beneath my wings. Author's note. This book is the true story of my quest for love. As such, a person's truth is subjective, and I recognize that some people's memories of the events described in this book may be different from my own. To protect privacy, certain names, locations, and identifying characteristics have been changed. Dialogue and events have been recreated from memory, and, in some cases, have been compressed to convey the essence of what was said or what occurred. Due to the confidential nature of the real estate industry, the houses, sellers, and buyers mentioned in this book are a composite of the many transactions I have been privy to throughout my career in Los Angeles real estate. This book is not intended as a substitute for the medical advice of physicians, real estate advice, or the guidance of an astrologer. The voices in my head are all real. Each chapter opens with a short passage about one of the 12 houses of the zodiac. These passages are meant to spark both curiosity and introspection. The renowned astrologer Stephanie Jordan, PhD, advised me in writing them, but any errors are mine. Prologue. Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. 12:37 a.m. Paris. What the hell was that? Tara said as we rounded the corner. She stopped cold on the sidewalk and turned to me, eyes wide. We stood in the soft glow of a streetlight. My pulse pounded. Was that real? Did I just meet? I don't know, I replied, catching my breath. He just appeared, out of nowhere. Like in a dream. He said he's a writer, working on something about love and destiny. And he's only in Paris for tonight. I don't understand what just happened. It all felt so familiar. Oh my God. Could he be the one? Holy shit, Tasha, you have to go back, right now, before he disappears. But is that weird? I mean, he's probably gone inside the hotel by now. How would I find him? He could be at the bar or on his way to his room. What am I going to do? Knock on every door? I don't even know his name. Yes, that is exactly what you should do. After what we've been through in Paris, not to mention this past year, you running through the streets after the hottest guy in all of Europe is literally the most not weird thing. He said it himself. You just had a brush with destiny. Does a crystal ball have to fall from the sky and hit you on the head? It's meant to be. This guy might be your soulmate. This wasn't how I'd pictured it. I was supposed to be dressed in my midnight blue velvet gown, with strappy heels, a smoky eye, and the sexiest lingerie in my suitcase. My hair was supposed to be a cascade of effortless waves, damn it. I glanced down at my chipped nails, at my jeans and boots, and then back to the Hotel Coast, its grand outline just barely visible in the dark. Tara sighed. Isn't this what you came here for? She was right. I was supposed to be running toward instant sparks and undeniable magic, not walking coolly away. Taking a deep breath, I forced myself to focus on where I was and why. A cobblestone sidewalk on Rue Saint-Honoré, in the first arrondissement, the windows of Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, and Louis Vuitton dim around us. The heart of Paris. Love. The Eiffel Tower glittered in the distance, a spire made of stars bright against the vast black sky. Stars. I'd followed them halfway across the globe, all the way to Paris, in search of love. No joke. I'm not dreaming, am I? It's late, but you're not dreaming. I was there, too. There's something about him. He's different from the others. Shit. Was I really going to do this? Break the one promise I had made in Paris, forget about my crack of dawn wake-up call, and run back to a hotel that we weren't even staying at in search of a possibly destined for me man that I'd only just sort of met? I couldn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?